This is the Don and Mike Show. Want to participate in a Don and Mike Show contest? How about this? You or a member of your household can only win once for 60 days. You must comply with any age limitations and restrictions for each contest. For complete contest rules, send a self-addressed stamped envelope to the Don and Mike Show, 10800 Main Street, Fairfax, Virginia, 22030. Thank you, and God bless.
Everybody loves Don and Mike.
That's how you do it.
Attention, Virginians. The Don and Mike Show is crossing the river and coming home to the fabled city of Herndon. Wednesday at 8 p.m., the entire Don and Mike wacky crew descends on the Hard Times Cafe and Q in the Kmart Shopping Center on Eldon Street. Stop in for an evening of fan greetery, handshakery, and a healthy dose of adult fun that's great for the immature person of any age. If you haven't seen a Reno-style show, now's your chance. If you have, come relive the magic. The Don and Mike Reno-style show at Hard Times Cafe and Q in Herndon. Be there or get bent.
Ladies and gentlemen, a brand new episode of the show that has entertained the masses for two decades.
Simply the beginning.
Don Geronimo.
How revolting.
Come on, Robin. To the Batcave. We haven't one moment to lose.
Mike O'Mara.
I've taken the liberty of anticipating your condition. I brought you orange juice, coffee, and aspirins. Or do you need to throw up?
Buzz Burbank.
What makes you qualified to be a reporter?
Are you in the marijuana?
Rob Spiewak.
I'm not fat. It's all that fur. It makes me look poofy.
John Norman.
In a job like yours, even when it's finished, there's always one more thing to do.
Joe Ardinger.
Whoa, dumber than advertised.
Is he worth mentioning?
Just start the show.
Ready, master control?
Ready, switch on.
Don't let a comedian, a network, a congressional committee, or an evil genius take away your freedom to laugh at whatever you want.
There they are, two dirty boys.
Let the attack begin.
All right. Thank
Is that
you.
It?
Thank you, Chris Paulus.
Yeah. Right.
Loyal listener Chris Paulus.
The Don and Mike Show.
Send that one in.
Hello.
Send all of you hello there.
Hello.
You can call Don and Mike anytime from anywhere in America. 877-365-3636. They're ready to believe you.
Ah, look out now.
Whoa, look out, look out.
Look out. Oh, God. I love me this record. This is Shirley and Company.
Is that who this is?
Shame, shame, shame.
Shame, shame,
shame. Shame, shame, shame.
Shame, shame, shame. Shame, shame.
Hi, everybody.
Hello.
Right there. How about you? Johnny?
Okay. Hi, Don and Mike.
Hi there.
We appreciate it.
Don't call Tom.
Who he?
Exactly.
Don't stop. And now, ladies and gentlemen, here's Don and Mike.
Got my
here we
song.
Are. Welcome back. Howdy. As you can tell by the smell, it's the Don and Mike Show, and it's a new episode, everybody, on this Monday, 09-25-06. It's September the 25th, and you can call us from anywhere in America at 877-365-3636. If you want to hear us on your computer, go to DonandMikeWebsite.com. Click on Listen Live, and we're right there. Let me see. I'm alternating between tapping my toes to this toe-tapping tune and trying
it
to find...
It is a wonderful ditty.
Trying to find a particular tape. You know what? Screw it. Let me do this business first.
All right.
Okay, website. DonandMikeWebsite.com. All kinds of bestiality, pornography on there. Definitely triple X-rated NSFW. Not safe for work.
Right. Yay!
DonandMikeWebsite. A.K.A. ScatLover.com. You can email us if you want. Send us some fan mail, DonandMikeWebsite.com. We have audio highlights that you can hear on our website every day. And also you can get the show via iTunes. Just go to iTunes and put Don Ampersand Mike and subscribe, and new iTunes are added virtually every day.
Free.
And that's it. And then we gave the phone number, which is 877-365-3636. I got a couple of things that I want to discuss. One of them involves the tape. And I cannot find the... got it.
Pile of stuff over there.
And actually, we call it a tape now in our new age. In the new age, in the new studio.
Fancy digs you got here.
It's a disc.
It's a disc. It's digital. We don't use tapes anymore. It's
play those cassettes.
Digital. This would just be a moment of validation for myself, for Mike, for Rob, but really more so for me, because this is something, of all the things that we run into the ground on the show, this is something I used to run into the ground just about whenever Ted Turner's name was mentioned.
Right.
This whole,
You used to do that all the time, and even I didn't realize why you were doing it, and actually until I saw his most recent appearance on TV.
Where's that music also, Dixie? Do we have that?
Oh, yeah.
You got that around? Because whenever Ted Turner was on
we used to
or in the news, we would play this Dixie's music, and I would always go, and Mike does the impressions, I don't, but we'd go like... Beverly Hillbillies at 7:05. Andy Bamber, 7:35. Matlock, 8:05.
As a tribute to his unique stammer.
Now, this is what I call, ladies and gentlemen, validation.
Very good.
There is no trickeration in this.
No.
We have not done any sleight of hand.
You're not conjuring at all?
Nope. No digital editing has been done.
Okay.
Ted Turner was on the Letterman show last week.
Theodore Turner.
Here now, from the beginning of the interview to the end of the interview, is every time he said, aw.
Fantastic.
Now, as many times as we can, we've included the entire sentence, but sometimes he would just stop and there would be
right.
two or three aws in a row.
Right.
Okay, ladies and gentlemen, I call this validation. Petty? Listen, you're goddamn right it's petty. It's Monday. It's a good-looking Monday.
I'm looking forward to hearing
We're
this.
We're kicking off a brand new week of shows. Aw. Now, listen, here we go.
Exhibit all.
Coming up in three.
On the tape.
Two.
On the disc.
I've been, it rained, personally prefer, about the, where, people can get, if you remember, I just read the article in the New York Times, there has to be a huge, of our whole, probably, stop pumping, our kids won't, we just can't keep buying, increasing prices, but the government, and replaced, in the, I want to, we worked on, I think that we've now had
always a pleasure, Mr. Turner.
Thank you
for being here.
You want to talk about validation?
I don't hear it.
Wow. That is great.
That is
fantastic.
With TBS, TBS 7:05,
Man, oh man. And it's a stammer like no other.
Yeah.
Nobody else says, everybody else says,
Yeah. Right.
He says,
Small and petty, and that's how I like to start the show.
What a great tape we have forever now.
Yeah. Let's continue it with the next small and petty item.
Oh, good.
Small and petty, that's the name of our new candy bar.
Among many things we'll be discussing on the show today, we'll be talking about our weekend, and we also have a TV player in here. A TV player.
A close and play.
Picture machine. We've got the flat screen with the DVD in here, and we have the HBO TV show Inside the NFL.
Okay.
So that you and I, Mike, can eyeball Ryan boys.
I must confess, when I came in, the boys upstairs were taking a peek, and I did take a very, very quick look at it, and I think you'll be pleased with my my interpretation. And Rob, would you say my instantaneous interpretation?
Yeah, you were unbending.
And I wasn't sure, you know, no. I mean, I thought I knew who you were thinking was the fat guy, but I mean, I considered it a no-brainer.
Well, let's just go to the email that we received from this guy, the guy that called originally. I was talking about these two fat brothers, Buddy Ryan's boys, who coached the defenses for the Ravens and the Raiders. The Ryan twins,
right?
They're twin brothers. Commenting that I thought the one for the Raiders was fatter than the one for the Ravens. This was like based on the games last week. Some ass munch calls up and says, you know, you're wrong. So I challenge him to a bet. Underpants tea.
Right.
Loser, and you know how this goes. If you lose the bet, you take your underpants, your socks, whatever, you put it in some boiling water, you add a little tea, and then the loser's got to drink it.
Mm-hmm. Right.
And we're going to do it at the Las Vegas-style show Wednesday night.
Right.
Guy said, fine. Well, now, the guy cancels out of it.
Really?
But listen to the way that he ends this.
Okay.
Because it's just, for my money, it's a pussyfied way of ending something. If you're going to call a show, and again, yes, this is small and this is petty, but this is me and this is Monday, so deal with it. But if you're going to call a show and you're going to be a swinging dick.
Yeah, you're going to be the big man.
And say that, you know, the guy with the microphone is wrong. And then when I challenge you to a bet and you accept the bet, this is not exactly how you back out of it when you announce that you can't make it down.
What are his words?
Here he writes, I regretfully have to inform you I will not be able to make your show Wednesday. I didn't think it all the way through when I was put on the spot.
Oh.
Right, when you were put on the spot. Like when you put me on the spot, friend, when you called the show.
He called.
Hold on a second. I'm taking off next week for a vacation to Jamaica, and I was not able to swing Wednesday night off. I work in Ocean City, Maryland, and when the end of the season comes, there are a limited amount of people to cover for you. Now, at this point, I'm reading this thing, and I'm thinking, well, you know, all right, so the guy can't come down. Here's where he pisses me off. Because he calls with this thing in the first place.
He's backing out of the bet.
What it is it's a nothing thing that I said on the radio,
right.
But the guy really wanted to dig his heels in.
So far, he's just saying he can't make it, and that's, you know, that's egregious enough.
Yes.
Don, I still 100% believe, after watching Inside the NFL show this weekend, that I am the winner. All of my fellow Ravens fans believe I'm correct, as well as the few on your fan sites. I would love to be there, but I don't want you to be misled. I don't want the fans of the show to be misled. I'm sure you'll be in touch to tell me I'm a pussy. I don't look forward to hearing from you. I am confident. I am the victor. Goodbye, Dave Morris.
Goodbye forever.
All right, Dave.
So Dave is off to Jamaica. He will not be drinking the tea.
Oh, Dave, nice for Dave.
Dave, we're going to watch the video later, but I put this down, WINNER. Take this to Las Vegas, to any casino, and you will immediately be granted a king's ransom of gold and of bullion and watches and rings and
rubies
and booze and
swag of every description.
I just wrote right on that email, winner, unlimited winner.
Yeah. Winner.
Big winner.
I believe the TV player has a different story to tell.
Big winner.
TV player.
Well, we'll find out.
Now, you thought, you and John thought that the, well, John was kind of on the fence. The Ravens was heavier.
The thing is, it's really close, and in one shot it looks like the Ravens guy, and in another shot it looks like the Raiders guy. So it's really hard, and besides,
you know, there's only
twins,
one way to really tell is if we got one of those big old, cattle scales that they use at the National Zoo.
We are actually behind the scenes very, very delicately
trying to weigh them without their knowledge.
No, trying to at least contact the teams to see, would you ask them?
Yeah.
Which one is heavier?
It's amazing how the media contacts at both organizations handled it the same way.
Right.
Yeah.
First of all, they're not players.
No.
So they don't have to be weighed.
Right.
And secondly, men of that carriage, I believe a scale was part of their daily habit maybe back when they played. But I don't think it is now. I mean, I think they both look like they really avoid
this.
We'll watch.
Here's what we'll do.
The one guy, seriously, the guy you think is fatter.
The guy for the Raiders.
Is legitimately bigger than, he's taller than the other one. And he's got, in my opinion, the bigger, more pendulated stomach.
And that's what made me think he was the fattest, which is what led to the original argument.
He's got that youthful hair. Though.
With the guy on the phone.
But I have to wonder which one is better looking.
His brother has more chin.
The fatter guy, the fatter guy is better looking, in my opinion.
Yes.
Clearly?
Absolutely.
So?
Oh, absolutely. He's gorgeous.
Listen,
gorgeous compared to the other guy.
Grizzly
both
Adams.
Take after dad.
I'll just put it up to a vote of...
I've liked that guy that look since Barry Gibb.
Of my peers. I'll just put it up to a vote of my peers, of you guys, who, at this point, because there's no underpants tea on the line.
Right.
And that guy is a pussy. We're not going to waste time by calling you.
No.
But please, what a pussy.
Yeah.
For goodness sakes. You know, if you want to write, I can't make it down. In essence, you're saying, okay, right or wrong, I'm not a swinging dick.
I concede.
Right. But don't write in saying I'm 100% sure I'm the winner.
But I'm not showing up.
I suggested to the Raiders, I said, ask them who's lighter.
Who's lighter?
Good. That's using the noodle rod.
Who's the featherweight?
Turn it around.
So we're going to watch the tape later?
Yes, we will.
And analyze their tummies?
Yep,
good.
We sure will.
All right, good.
Sure will, Mike.
Good.
Watch it more than one time, perhaps. Watch different angles, perhaps. Weekend, I had just a couple of things from this weekend. Now there's one thing that I did that I'm very proud of, but I want to be careful how I say it, mm-hmm. because, you know, for all I know, it could be like that scene in the Albert Brooks movie where he drives away with a car and they laugh at him.
Yes.
They laugh at him as if they've sold him the lemon of all time.
Right. They probably do that to all of us.
I went out this weekend. There are bad memories for me, Jackson, now with that, with my old SUV.
Right.
Besides the fact that it had been my car when Frida was in her accident.
Right.
I mean, she wasn't in my car, but it was my car. You know, I got that accident. The bicyclist ran into me a couple of weeks ago in Ocean City. And I realized I was talking to my girlfriend saying I haven't driven that car since. That I just flipped out about it, and it was rather expensive to get a fix. So I thought, you know what, screw it. They've been trying to sell me one of these new ones.
Right.
And it's not like they're flying off the lots, you know, at 13 miles the gallon.
Sure. Right.
It ain't like they're flying off the lot.
Right.
So I went in on Saturday with just that wild thought that, well, I'm going to go in. I've got the title to the car, and I've got a checkbook, and I've got a figure, and I am not going to divert from this figure.
You're on a mission.
And really, who knows, maybe all along they had planned on coming down to my figure, but it got so heated at one point that I was in the room with one of the sales guys, and they did the thing with, like, I'm going to have to ask the manager.
Can they go out to smoke a cigarette?
Right. And at that point I said, you know, don't insult my intelligence, but no, they really did bring the manager in.
Right.
Okay.
Is there a problem here?
So Brad, right away he comes in.
Your employee threatened me with violence.
He comes in, and I tell him the whole thing, and I say, listen, I'm not a Johnny come lately on this. I bought the exact same brand and style of car. I had the first one that I had, I drove for 4 years. The second one I had, I drove for 3 years. I was going to drive it for another year if it didn't have these bad memories. I said, and if you guys are going to be such dicks that you can't understand, and this is what's, you know, how right after Frida died, I said, eventually I'll play that card.
Yeah, sure.
I'll be cold-hearted enough to play that card.
Mm-hmm.
I did.
Good.
Because with this guy sitting there, I said,
it's a push when you talk about it publicly.
Yeah. I said,
oh, is it? Yeah, I believe it is.
I didn't know that.
I believe it's a push when you talk about it publicly. It makes it all right. You know, the fact that you're talking about playing that card and then you're telling everybody you played that card.
Well, no, listen, I'm talking about a car dealership.
Right. Yes.
Stuff, I think we all know none of these guys to be trusted. Okay.
And I think that's another reason.
Universally speaking.
That's another reason why it makes it a push, because you're doing it at a car dealership.
Right. Yeah.
They'd use everything in their power, Don.
Oh, you're goddamn right.
They really do.
You're goddamn right.
It's warfare.
So anyway. So I said to them,
this is my fourth Sonata.
I said, I've been a nice repeat customer here. I said, you realize the car that Frida was in the accident in was purchased from your other dealership, your family of dealerships, right next door. I said, if you can't understand the fact that this guy brings back psychological memories, if the death of a loved one doesn't mean anything to anyone in this room, well, then I must be in the wrong room.
Yeah.
And they sat there and looked at me for a second.
Blink, blink.
And it was great, because I said, this was so, you know, I got to be careful, because I'm going to have to go back there and get this car serviced. And,
right.
And who knows, maybe they were playing a big scam on me. But I said, I want to tell you something. I really don't give a crap about the environment. I said, I really don't. But I do think that it helps to drive a hybrid. I said, as it turns out, right across the street, it's one of those places where there's 8,000 car dealerships all together. I said, right across the street, there's that dealer, and they've got that hybrid-ish SUV that I was thinking about.
Mm-hmm.
I said, if you guys can't come around and do the right thing by me, considering, and this is where I really laid it, my circumstances. Now, let's be honest. I mean, not that I'm ever going to be over losing my sweet Frida.
Right.
I'm in a much better place than I was a year and 3 months ago.
Oh, yeah.
So much so that I could lay it on and say to them,
sure,
you know, if you can't put yourself in my position and understand the heartache that I'm going through every time I get in this vehicle, the fourth vehicle that I've purchased from this dealership, well, then I'm afraid you're going to have to see me go across the street. And, gentlemen, I'll take less money for my vehicle across the street, and I'll pay sticker.
I will not sit here and let you insult the United States of America. Gentlemen.
It was great. It was what you would always want to do at a car dealership.
Yeah.
Because I got up and I said, well, all right, thanks, fellas. I reached over, got the keys to my car, and got one, two, three steps away before I heard, hey, come on back.
Buddy.
Get over here.
Come on.
Come here. Give us a hug.
Come on back.
Hug. Give us a big hug.
Come on, buck.
Kiss
come on
me.
Back. Now, here's the bottom line of what this highfalutin deal came down to. When I had been in this car dealership about 6 weeks ago, and I wanted to maybe trade in, first off, they started it like a kid in a candy store.
Well, don't they let you have it every time you bring your car in for service?
Every time I bring it in for service, they always say, look at the new one, drive the new one, wouldn't you like? And every time I said no. Well, the last time I was in there, I said, you know, you almost talked me into it. I'll offer you this much and my car. Uh-huh. And they said, well, there's no way we can make any money on that deal. That's stupid. We can't do that.
Right.
Even though my car had low mileage, and you know, my car is immaculate. I mean,
yes,
if only my house and my underpants and the inside of my mouth and my colon and everything else inside me was as clean as my car.
I envy your car every time I look at the inside of it.
I keep them immaculate.
Your teenage pink car interior.
The mileage is low, and those cars are beautiful. They reek of armor all day. It's fantastic.
How many seriously times would you say you wash your car a week?
At least twice.
You wash it at least twice
a week? At least twice a week. And when it gets cold, I take it to the place twice a week.
But I
wash it twice a week, armor all it up, make it look nice.
Smaller than when you bought it.
It is. Yep. So anyway, what it finally came down to is after sitting with these guys for about 90 minutes and dicking around, what it really came down to is they could not see themselves taking the amount of money from me that I offered them 6 weeks ago. They just could not.
No.
So they went through all the various paperwork, and we're talking about, you know, a relatively expensive vehicle, not the most expensive, but a good chunk of change. And, you know, God, I hope that, I don't screw it up because it's mine now. And
perfect and beautiful.
It came down to $350. It's like they have this big meeting. They go to their big GM teepee, and they come back. And by GM, I mean General Motors, GMs, General Managers. Come back and they say, well, see, the sticker is actually about $250. Uh-huh. How about if you just write us a check for the amount that you wanted to pay us 6 weeks ago, plus $250?
Bingo.
It was like, I sat there and I said, is that what this is really all about?
Well, why didn't you say so in the first place?
You know, what I wanted to scream at them was, what, you dick me around for 90 minutes, taking a whale off your lot that I know no one's going to want to buy because who knows what gas prices are going to do now, right?
Right. Although your timing couldn't be better.
No, it was good. And I got a great deal on the car. But it's not like they're not going to, and I said that to them.
They're making money.
So it's not like you're not going to make money on my car. You know, I was out in the lot looking at the used cars that they had. There were cars that had more mileage than mine, that didn't look as nice as mine,
right,
that they were offering, I thought, quite a bit of money for, quite a bit more than they offered to pay me for my low mileage car.
I do believe that when the internet eliminated the guessing game as far as new car prices, because you have sites like Edmunds Auto where you can get on and literally see what the price of the car is. That's where the gray area is always with the used cars, and I think that's why you see a little bit more of a debate when it comes to valuations.
Uh-huh. So anyway, it was sweet, and then I was on the telephone. I was calling some people while this was going on, you know, and I had to be very careful because I was sitting in the guy's office, and they'd like all leave, and I would immediately pick up the phone, and I'd call Janet, or I'd call Bart, I'd call Amy, or call whoever, call Rob, say, you know, man, do I got balls. I got big balls. Boy, I hope they're not playing me. God, I hope they're not playing me.
That's the same thing. You say you've got big balls, and then in the same sentence you say, you never know, because it is their turn.
Here's the thing. That's right. Maybe they're listening.
They are, but who knows?
Maybe they're listening at the dealership
and
right now.
And like falling over.
You know, maybe they're sitting around going, right? What, that schmuck thinks that he walked out with a good deal?
All right.
Hey, bye, sucker!
There he goes. You walked out paying what you wanted to pay.
Yeah.
You know, whether it's a good deal is really not relevant to you paid what you wanted to pay, and you didn't pay, well, you paid $250.
Yeah.
So how long did you all have to work, you and the car dealership, over that $250? How many hours were put in?
Two.
Oh, that's not too bad, but still.
2 hours.
Yeah. Did they go back and forth and a lot of decision-making and a lot of wrangling and stuff like that?
Yeah.
It's the game.
Yeah.
Yeah. They love it.
It's the game. Somebody said the best way to buy a car is like you're going to pay for the car right there and then, and you don't trade anything.
Right.
Then it's easy.
Hey, Derek. Hello. Don and Mike show.
Hi, Don. Do you think maybe they know what Plank did to that car a few months ago?
Oh, that's right.
Oh, my God.
Could that have been the sticking point?
The diarrhea cruiser.
I'm telling you, that car was shampooed out by yours truly.
Yeah, nobody kept a cleaner car.
No, I mean, although it's true. I had dogs get sick in that thing out of both ends, man.
Yeah, but it's immaculate because you dealt with it right away.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Better than humans getting sick in it.
Hey, guys.
Hey.
Good afternoon, gentlemen.
Hey. Hello, friend.
I'd like to know if you want any sweet dubs for your ride. Some sweet dubs, some chromed-out dubs.
What are dubs?
That's how dumb we are.
20-inch rims, baby. We could step it up to 24s.
I mean, like spinners?
Listen to this.
Baby, I'm all the way up to 22s now. I've gone from 18 to 22. Let me simply, and don't think today when I came in and I showed everybody my car. Right away, everybody didn't go, hey, yo, yo, yo. Yo, yo, yo. Look at the rims. Yo, yo, yo.
Are you a fan?
Right. You know, for me.
He asked you if they spun.
No, they don't spin.
Well, they do when you're driving.
Not yet.
They do not spin.
Well, the wheels turn.
Yeah, but they're not spinners.
The wheels on the bus go round and round and round.
Jesus Christ.
I thought it was Jay-Z pulling it.
I'm a 48-year-old man.
Do you have a subwoofer in it?
With 22-inch rims.
Is there
Do
a
you
subwoofer?
Have a big subwoofer?
Mike, I have the biggest 5.1 surround sound subwoofer sound system in this goddamn thing. And that's another thing.
And the beat, incidentally, that I'm hearing going by my house every night now is dint, 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 dint,
dint,
dint, dint, dint, dint, dint. And I can hear it, seriously, through my fillings.
A nice rhythm.
So, here's another funny moment, and then I'll move past this. Because everybody's been to the car place before.
Right.
And you never know if you're getting ripped off. But I thought, for one time, I didn't. And I'm sitting outside with the tech guy while they're changing the plates, and he's trying to show me about the radio. Mm-hmm. And I said, oh, hey, listen, this is where, you know, I'm very good with this stuff. And I went right to... I don't know what channel it was, but now this is a black guy got in the car with me, and immediately he said, okay, now you know about the radio, right? Probably just shaking his head. Probably a black guy can get in the car with me.
A black guy.
Okay.
So that's what happens whenever you say that, Rob Shakes.
Hi, this is Robert the Mailman.
At least leave a door open.
Right. So he's sitting in there, and he says, you know, we're going to set up the OnStar and everything, but let's get your radio set. You know, the treble, the bass, it's a big radio. Let's get it set the way you want. And he put on some hip-hop channel,
uh-huh.
Right? So immediately I said, well, hold on. Let's move this down to some music that I like, right? So, like, I...
Knock three times on the ceiling if you want me.
I swear to God. I was just going through all of the channels, and I didn't even, I know what it was. It was, whatever it was, XM25, and I said, this is a good one to test, and I swear to God.
Take this job and shove it.
This is the song that came on the radio.
Okay.
This is the song.
Oh,
I swear to Christ. And I sat there, and I said to the guy, I said,
this car, this big, huge, powerful SUV makes me feel like a woman.
I said to the guy, I said, not even thinking, because I was in that euphoric, I've just got a new car thing.
Right.
I said to the guy, looked at him like as the whitest guy in the world, I said, this is good. I said, turn this up, I'll set the bass and treble to this. So, I go, like,
oh, God.
The poor guy was having this.
He wanted to get out of the car.
Freaking Shania Twain.
Oh, my God. Old Shania Twain.
Did he ask for the
Not even her modern stuff.
Yeah. So, anyway, that was nice. And then the other thing from this weekend. Oh, saw Jackass number 2.
Yes.
And have to say, yeah.
Hard to argue with it, isn't it?
And again, the two words, and it's okay to say them together, horse semen.
Hard to watch?
I'll give you your money back if you don't walk out of that movie and say, horse semen.
The high point of the movie?
I mean, perhaps the,
or the low point of the movie.
Perhaps the high point of my life.
Wow.
Perhaps the high point of my life.
Incredible.
Better in a theater, or do you think it'll be better on home video?
No, it was so much better in a theater, and I'll tell you why.
Uh-huh.
Because like many times when you're watching a good comedy, you get the entire laugh experience is sometimes doubled or tripled by the fact that people are laughing so much around you.
Right.
It's great when in a movie like that, as was the case with me, I'm the only one that was laughing.
Oh.
Everybody else was in the super gross out.
Oh, mode. God! And you're going,
you know, including a lot of people doing this thing, even guys doing this thing that girls do, you know, where they put
right.
their hands in, like, I can't look at that. I'm like, look at this! Look at this!
And besides the horse thing, a little more death-defying, too?
Yeah, oh.
A little more death-defying
yes,
than before.
Yes, Mike, there are at least 10 times when really you think these guys are playing with borrowed time.
Right.
The crap
right.
that they do, I don't want to ruin ruin the movie for you and tell you all of the stunts and all of the crazy shenanigans.
All but the crazy poses.
But it's the funny movie. And it's like the funniest movie that I've seen, like, in a long, long time.
The only clip I've seen is when Johnny Knoxville gets nailed by that animal.
Like and, there are many, many moments. There are many genitalia moments.
Will there be more copycat attempts, do you think, after this movie?
This seems to me, and I discussed this with the Jackass expert, my son the Jackass. we seem to think, he and I are in agreement, he saw it as well this weekend, that... there will not be a Jackass number 3.
You mean they've outdone themselves? That they really can't go to the wall any further?
They can't top it.
But these crazy stunts, are they so dangerous that people won't try to copy them? Or do you think in real life people will?
Well, I like people to start with a horse semen.
Okay, good.
Start copying that one.
And freshly tapped.
Hello,
right?
Don and Mike show. Be careful, Mike.
Sorry.
Hey, Don.
Hey.
It's Mother Chucker.
Right.
Nickname.
Yeah.
Nickname, Don. Name?
Oh, you called me that the other day.
Hey, hold on. No, that's a violation.
Oh, I'm
it's
sorry.
A nickname.
Violation. Did you like, did you see Jackass 2 before we kick you out?
I did. What about the love letter from the fans?
Okay, hold on.
Bye!
See? This is what, I told you. Okay, all right, you guys were right. I should have cut him off before.
He's a nickname. It's the Mother Chugger.
If I talk about the 8,000 things that happened,
right.
It'll ruin it for you.
He was going right into Chris Farley. Remember that one time? You know that time
that
when
guy,
that happened?
The guy with that thing and that guy.
You know.
That was awesome.
Yeah. So you were awesome in that.
You'll like it. You'll like it a lot.
Good.
From the weekend, the last thing I had, and maybe the biggest thing, but not this thing, but right up front here, Janet sent you a copy of the email of that shrunken head that her... brother has
35 emails.
Yeah. Okay. Well, we put that on our steaming log today, or what?
We can put it up now if you want. It's we didn't put it up yet.
Yeah. Go ahead.
Picture of the shrunken head.
Yeah. My girlfriend's shrunken head is the picture up now on the web.
Your girlfriend's shrunken head.
Her brother.
That sounds pretty evil. If you take that out of context.
Her brother's shrunken head.
It's not her head.
Take that out of context. It'd be like, this is Janet's shrunken head.
Oh, there we are.
You see?
Yeah. It's up.
Buzz got it. There it is.
It looks so fake.
It's on the website, like, under Daily Log.
Don't you remember when I told you that? When
Yeah, it does look fake.
I saw it, and I said it looked fake, but then it's creepy when you... And I told you that Janet's brother was saying to me, like, touch it, you got to touch it, you got to feel, you got to smell it. I didn't want to smell it.
Yeah.
Anyway, that's the that's what I was talking about like a month ago. When
it's
I had
so well-preserved.
Go meet
and
my,
well-spoken.
My girlfriend's brother.
And you were drinking wine when you saw it.
Yes, I was drinking his homemade wine.
So perhaps have a glass of wine and visit the website today.
Might feel a little woozy. Don't feel too woozy.
All right, so the girlfriend. So that was one of the things this weekend that she got the picture and she sent it to Rob and she's happy. And I said, you know, at one point she had to work on Saturday and then she was a little late getting over to the house on Saturday. And when she finally did arrive, when she comes over, like, on Saturday night to spend the night, she brings a dog, and she brings a doggy bag, you know, with all this crap for her dog. And she comes in the door, and she's got, like, a bag that you would see someone wheeling through an airport if they were going away on a business trip.
Oh,
right?
Brought a few things.
And I said, well, no, I think this is going to go a different way than you think, Buzz.
Okay.
I said, you're spending one night. What is the deal here? And she said, well, I'm not sure if I'm going to stay until Monday, until work on Monday, or I got to bring stuff all the time. I don't know if you want to go to a movie, or if you want to just stay at home, and if you want to go out, and you know, if it's going to be warm or if it's going to be cold. So what I, excuse me, what I said,
it does make me laugh.
The real spontaneous.
Not on purpose. Sorry.
I know. That's what made me laugh.
The thing that I said that I think is a definite step was I said to her, this was me saying this to her, not her saying this to me, why don't you just leave some of your stuff at the house? Mm-hmm. You know, why don't you just, because I think we're to that point. I said, yeah, don't look at me like that, Mike.
What?
I said, you know how you're looking at me.
That tone of voice?
Yeah.
It's because of where I am, man.
I said, well, listen, there's no way she's here again. I go, Johnny Romantic. There's no way she's moving in.
No way to go.
Okay, I mean, not now.
Yes, she is.
Not now.
It's all degree.
Mike,
it's all
that's
degree.
Why I said.
I got one moving back in.
I'm acknowledging this is a step. I simply said to Janet, I think it's stupid that.
I think she's moving back in.
That, like,
sorry.
With
two. Want to jump the gun.
Toothpaste and, mm-hmm. and
the basics.
And,
well, she ought to keep some toiletries there.
Girl stuff.
Yeah.
I said even like your sweats or your tennis shoes.
Change
I mean,
clothes.
I tried to keep it as generic as possible.
You have plenty of. You've got space.
I've got closet space up the ass. See, that's why I said most of it could go into the belly. Right up my.
May head. I ask a personal question?
Sure.
When she prepares, like the morning after, when she prepares to go do whatever she has to do, where does she do her prep work? Does she do it in your bathroom, or does she do it in another bathroom?
Another bathroom. Okay. Another bathroom, Jackson.
Okay.
So anyway, I think that's a step, and I'm glad that Janet didn't react like I was Fonzie giving her a high school ring or something like that. She went, oh, that's very nice. I'll think about it. I'll get some stuff together, and next weekend I'll bring some stuff over.
You were worried that she would overreact when you let her keep your shampoo, her shampoo there?
Mike, I can't help it. Seriously, this chick is crazy about me. I don't know why.
She fell on the ground. Thank you. I really don't know why. You're very lucky.
She really does like me. You know, even like yesterday, she's a big football fan. She's a huge Steelers fan. We sat down and I said, I certainly don't mind you watching the games with me. Let's try to keep chatter to a minimum.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, good luck with keeping up with Daddy, because I watch every game.
Yes.
Got guys going in every game. There's games I want to see. And the problem that she found was she's a huge Steelers fan. I would not stay on the Steelers.
Right, no.
She'd say, like, what's happening in the Steelers game? And I said,
and they had a bad day.
I said, I would say to her, like, I've got a sixth sense. Trust me. There's 35 seconds between plays. We've got time to go see the Green Bay snap. We've got time to go see Indianapolis on defense. And we're going to be back by the time the Steelers snap the ball. And 9 times out of 10, I was right. But after about 15 minutes, she said, I can't stand to watch the games with you like this. And then she said, can I go turn it on in the other? Do we get the Steelers game in the other room? I said, yeah, yes, darling, you bet. We do. Bingo.
She wanted, yeah, that's her team. She wanted to give her undivided attention to that team.
So she just wanted to watch her team while I watched my teams. And then the 4 o'clock game came on.
What'd you pack to yesterday? They win or lose?
Oh, they won. Oh, sure. They won in Detroit. Big,
okay.
Big game for Brett Favre.
Oh, the Brett Favre.
Big comeback game.
Not retarded yesterday.
No, he wasn't. Not retarded at all. Hey, neither was Mark Brunell.
We're very excited about the way this team played. Yes, it might be the Houston Texans, and yes, they've got a defense that looks like grandmothers are playing on it, but we did it, guys.
I completed 22 passes in a row. Yeah. Many of them were throws of 18 inches or less, but still it counts. It counts as a forward pass, you understand.
Very happy for this record. I'm very happy. I prayed between every play.
So what happened was...
very, very happy to complete so many passes in a row.
This is why I think things are going to work out with Janet and myself. That we had had as I said, initiated by me, the talk. Yeah, maybe you should, you know, bring some stuff over and just, so you're cool on the weekend. And we had dinner on last night, Sunday night. Right. And I was getting ready to watch the Sunday night game. And she came into the cave and she said, I mean, I love the fact that, much like Frida, she's very honest and very open and just says right what's on her mind and, you know, throws it out and you can throw back whatever you want. Because she walked in and she said, so, am I staying or going tonight? And I said, going. I said, you gotta tell me. I said, you gotta give me a heads up. This is new to me. I mean, I said, it's new to me to have somebody in the house. You know, you've heard this 1,000 times. Mm-hmm. I said, but it's new to me to have somebody in the house besides Frida. It's new to me to have somebody in the house, period. So if you're around for a while, if you wanted to stay through Monday morning, you would have to let me know in advance because I've got my own schedule of stuff. I said, and don't you have a meeting tomorrow morning at 8:30? And she said, yes, I do. But what I could do is I could just leave my dog here. She's got a dog. Uh-huh. So I could leave the dog here and I could go and get dressed and go to the business meeting and come back and get the dog later. And I guess she could just tell by the look on my face. I finally said, Janet, that's too much information for right now. I said, you know, if you want to, again,
I don't think
that I'm a dick. The way I portray it, I try to make it out like I'm a little more of a dick. But what's refreshing about Janet, which is the same
thing. You're a little more gentle.
Same thing that was refreshing about Frida was I finally just said, you understand the way that I am. I am stuck in my ways. This is very new to me. The fact that there's a woman spending the night in the house, on every weekend now it's new to me. It's like I don't really sleep straight through on Saturday night because I wake up sometimes and like, oh, hey, hold on, somebody's here.
Right.
You know what I mean? That still
right.
happens.
Yeah. Yeah.
That still happens. So I said, I just need the notice. And she said, okay, fine, no problem. And then I went in the other room to watch the game. And for the second week in a row, I can see through the window in the corner of my room.
Yes.
I can see brake lights outside. And once again, she's just gotten in her car
and
without a goodbye.
You just told her to leave.
No, I didn't say just leave. We had a conversation, and I even said to her, "You're more than welcome to stay." I mean, that just give me some advance notice. But
hold on a second. I want to get the semantics down here. You said she's more than welcome to stay if she gives you notice.
Yes.
Which was in effect saying, but she didn't give you notice for last night.
But even last night, I said, I think we could work that out, except the fact that, you know, you've got your dog, and then I've got my dog, and it gets crazy with
all right,
dogs.
So you made some progress.
So I didn't think anything of it, right? And I see right away, I go out, I see the brake lights. And then like, I go running outside, and I go, what are you mad at me? And she's like, and she looks with the sweetest smile. She goes, you know, so she says something like, how could I be mad at you? It's like, well, okay, it must just be me that you're driving away. She said, no, you want to watch your game, get in your routine. I understand that. I said, all right, sweetie, I'll talk to you tomorrow. Mwah, good night. And I walk inside. I go inside. I'm sitting down for maybe 3 minutes. Now I'm engrossed in the game, right? Because, and frankly, there's that feeling. It's like, oh, okay. Not that she's gone.
No,
it's an exhale. Things are going to be back to normal to get right. And she's scared the living crap out of me when all of a sudden I felt a tap on my shoulder.
Oh, my God.
And I jumped up out of the chair because I went, whoa!
Yeah.
And I said, can I help you?
Ow.
She said, oh, I'm sorry I startled you. You had the TV up loud. You didn't hear me when I came back inside. I said, okay, I'm sorry about that. You scared the crap out of me. What's going on? She said, oh, I'm worried about my gas because the light is on red, and I don't know if I'm going to be able to make it to the gas station. And I looked at her, and I muted the TV, and I said, is your car running right now outside? She said, yeah. I said, that's smart. And She went and got in her car.
And left again?
Well, at that point, I had to go back out by the window again and give her the old, hey, I rolled down the window. And I said, where are you going? She says, I'm going to get gas. I said, do you want me to follow you? She says, no, I'll call you if I run out of gas.
Ah.
You know, I said, hey, I'm sorry about that thing. It just seems to me, you know, kind of, you know.
It does burn a lot of gas. Idle.
You're out of gas, and you come in to tell me that you're out of gas, and meanwhile the car is running for 5 minutes outside.
Hey, when you're going up the hill, really floor it.
Put on the air conditioner and roll down your windows.
Punch it.
So, I did call her 15 minutes later, and she made
sounds like an interesting departure.
She made it to the gas station.
That's good.
She made it fine. She went to one that I would not have recommended, incidentally. She went to one that was a little farther away.
I see.
I told her she's playing with fire.
Fire.
You're playing with fire.
Watch out there.
Watch out, Jack Cassidy.
Jack Cassidy's watching you. Don't play with fire, Scarecrow.
Supportive.
You know, let me just
watch this. It's very fast.
You calling the gas station?
Calling the gas station he didn't want her to go to.
The close one or the far one?
No, I'm just going to call her very quickly. Just to get, just so you know the other side, to see if she thinks I'm as big a dick as I like to portray myself.
Hello.
Hello.
Hi.
Hi there. Hi there. Well, are you doing your errands? Is today a day that you're listening to the show?
Yes.
Okay.
I'm working from home right now.
Oh, okay. Well then, I've been talking about the little step to say, you know, bring some stuff over, which I think is good. Last night again, as I mentioned, we had one of those awkward, like, sign-off things. Well, why'd you just leave without saying goodbye?
I didn't. I said goodbye because you even carried the stuff out of the car.
Yeah, I know.
And then you got upset with me because I brought everything down. And then we said goodbye, and then I went and I got...
See, that's where I'm... That's right there. See, that's what you don't hear. That's where the squire in me comes out.
Yeah.
She carried these big bags downstairs. And
you're portraying yourself as the big tough guy. But we all know you're real softy.
I said, what are you doing? Why are you carrying these bags by yourself downstairs?
Mm-hmm. That's what I do every day of my life, so it's exercise for me.
I know, but I said, let me know. And okay, then what about the thing with the gas?
What about the gas? Oh, I went in and I
you scared the crap out of me. First off,
I didn't mean to, and I thought about ringing the doorbell so I wouldn't startle you, but then I thought that would be goofy. So as I walked in the door, I started calling out your name from the time I walked in the door into your cave. I probably called out your name like 4 times. And then even when I was sitting right in front of you, I was saying, hey baby, I got a question for you. And then, you know, you were just tunnel vision. I didn't mean to scare you.
Scared me. Okay. All right.
I'm sorry.
No. Everything is just peaches. Overall, as I was mentioning to the fellas, I get the feeling that you're pretty much nuts about me. And, you are. Okay, good. And,
yes, still, and, yes.
And me, you. And, and you, and what I like about you, is the fact that even on a night like last night when we have an awkward, like where you come in and say, am I staying or am I going, that you're cool when I say so. And that way, I'm not playing it for the radio. That's what I said to Janet last night. She says, am I staying or going? I said, ugh, you didn't give me notice about the school night, I mean, the work night?
Yeah.
You're going.
Yeah.
She said, oh, okay, no problem. You're great like that.
Yeah, and I really, I mean, all I wanted to know is, like, where am I sleeping tonight? Because if I was, you know, because I still have I've got this huge project that I'm working on, and I thought if I'm staying here tonight, then I'm going to go back and start working and bring some things down. I could do it while I was watching the game. If not, then I was going to go home and let you work on your game, and then, you know, not a big deal.
I like that.
And
work on your game.
I worked at home last night.
Right.
That's good.
Yeah, so, that's yeah.
Yeah.
Well, honesty is a good thing.
Yeah, yes. No, you're very honest, and I appreciate. Come on, Rob. Honest is good.
The one thing that we don't in the time that I've known you, no tap dancing.
Nope, that's true.
Mm-hmm. So,
what do you mean? I haven't taken you tap dancing, or I haven't?
No, it was
either
never,
one. You don't dance around anything.
None of us have ever tap danced around an issue.
Nope. No, we have not.
The facts.
All right, dear. Well, have a good day, and okay. And you know, do what you do.
Thank you.
Okay.
Okay.
I'll see you later.
Okay. All right. Bye.
All right. Bye-bye. See? I treat her nice. What, Robbie?
It's been a while since I've seen Mommy Dearest. Doesn't she at one point get one of her boyfriends a bracelet or a watch that says crazy about the boy? I think that'd be a lovely gift. You know, with Christmas coming up, she could get you that. Crazy about the dog.
That's what I was going to get.
How's this going in your world? How was the 2 hours you spent with your wife on Saturday for her birthday?
Every minute was valid and valued. I got up and I was on the road by 8:30. Yeah. And I made the 180-mile trip with a small stop at a nearby Circuit City to buy her gift, which she had selected.
Oh, you got her the battery she wanted?
Yeah, I got her a new battery, D-cell battery.
New set of rabbit ears.
And then I stopped in. She was tickled to death to see me. She even screamed.
Oh, that's wonderful.
Yeah, and her mother's dog.
Oh, my God, there she is.
Yeah, not so much like that. Her mother's dog barked at me for 40 minutes. Uh-huh.
She was startled like Dom was when he was watching the game.
And she said,
what are you doing here?
She said to me, you can stay for lunch. And I said, I got something to eat on the way down. I really should be going.
What did you eat on the way down?
I didn't really eat anything.
Good for you.
I had a donut. That's it.
See, there's that honesty at
but
work.
But there was...
honesty's the best policy.
You know, with Rob... honesty works because Carrie is. Well, is she back?
No, not yet. Tonight, she's getting ready to leave.
Hold on. So you didn't even tell me this off the air.
No.
So I would have been a big winner in that bet because I bet last week that she. Because remember, you said she was planning on being back Sunday, and I said if she's planning on being back Sunday, I would take the action on Monday. She wouldn't
she
make it back till Monday.
She was saying Sunday, and really, the smart money is she won't see kickoff tonight. But I did succeed.
Did you say it clearly that you drove down for her birthday?
Yeah, I said.
To where she was, had a brief visit and came
back. At her mom's house.
Mm-hmm. Got back home by 4 o'clock.
Her presents and her cards, and then I came home and glued my window shut.
Here's what I've observed.
Then I started drinking.
So it was a good weekend.
It was a terrific weekend.
So Don has a girlfriend who comes and goes. Mike has a girlfriend who visits and leaves. Yeah. Your wife is here, and then she's out of town.
Right.
I think I'm going to get my wife an apartment.
You should. I swear it's why our relationship works.
Tell her she can keep a few things there.
I think I have to update my situation for everybody. It might be changing.
Huh?
Really?
Yeah. Yeah, my situation might be changing.
Well,
it's a nuts.
A loaded word?
Mites are bad.
You think might is bad?
Mites
why
are
is might bad?
Bad?
Why is might bad?
Might, well.
Power and might. That kind of might is good.
Mighty Mouse.
Super red.
Okay, what might happen?
Well, no, I think we're getting back to where we were. We cleared a lot of air, and we're going to go back to what we were doing. And I think that slowly, on her schedule, I'm not gonna pressure her at all. And I'm gonna say, when you're ready to sort of hang out again, and she.
Well, have you said this to her though?
Yeah, said it last night.
So is she moving back in?
I think slowly, yes. I think there's a lot of logistical stuff. I have to, and I I'm going to be helping on that count, I believe. We kind of had a joking little exchange about that. She said, yeah, but you have to help me move it back. I said, well, I didn't move it out. Mm-hmm. And it was just like that little impasse that we had, and that was kind of playful, because of course I'd help her move her stuff back.
Of course.
She took all her stuff out already?
What's that?
Her stuff is gone.
Her stuff was gone, what, 2 weeks ago? Is it 2 weeks ago?
Yeah, when she moved back with her mom.
Is it 2 weeks or a week?
I think we've only been back a week. But maybe she left the week before.
I don't remember. I think it's been about a week. Yes, that's right.
She left when you got back from Vegas, right?
Yeah.
Okay, so like... Yeah.
It's been a couple of weeks.
And then that's
where we are. But I'll let you know tomorrow. Because I really want to get that kind of nailed down. Maybe tonight.
You should
Maybe.
Heavy lifting?
Maybe might.
Well, hold on, with Janet, and granted, we're in we're in different places in our relationship.
Yeah.
I mean, did you ask Carla to move back in?
Not ask per se. I think I asked. I didn't say, I want you to move back in. I said, I think it was something like, why don't we just get your stuff back in here? And I said it and get it. It was kind of a lighthearted little thing.
And what did she
say?
And
then that's when we had the little exchange about, you have to help me move it. And I said, I didn't move it out. I was like back and forth, playful, and then we fell asleep. So, I'm not sure. I think the answer would be, I can call her during the break and let you know. I can call her right now.
Sure.
I don't want to put her on the radio, but let me call her.
All right.
It'll be fun.
All right. Where's my phone? Oh, I left my phone upstairs. I'll call her during the break.
All right.
I'll call her during the break.
Come on, friend.
Huh?
Don will lend you his phone, I believe.
There you go.
Do you know the number?
I do have my phone right there.
I can use this phone. I don't know anybody's number. Right. Just hold on for a speed dial.
You don't even need to dial 9. Just dial it.
Just push.
Yeah, and hit
just
one.
Push it, Mike. Push it real good.
All right.
So now we get some real life drama.
Okay. But I don't know if she's listening or not.
Well, it doesn't matter. You can still ask her. Are you moving in or not?
Stay in or going?
Are you all in?
Two rings.
We allow 5.
4 means
she might be walking the dog or working out. Sorry. See, this is why, you know.
Or renting a truck.
You listen to why I sit in the co-pilot's chair, man. That's why. I always say that.
Jack. Jackson.
Get voicemail?
No, voicemail.
Leave her voicemail. Say, hey, it's Mike O'Mara. Would you move in with me? Well, she got a long message.
Wow.
Hello.
Hold on a second. I'm waiting for. All right, I want to leave a voicemail. Beep, please. At the tone. Yes. Okay.
God damn.
I hate the way those.
I know.
Cell phone instructions.
I know.
Okay. Yeah, babe, it's me. Just wanted to find out if you were planning on moving back in or not. I'm not sure that we ironed that down 100%. I think we were joking about me helping you move your stuff back in, and if that's the case, just leave me a voicemail. You know, let me know what's going on with that.
Either way.
Or no, not an email. I think you're either working out or I'm not sure where you are, whether you're at my house or you're at your mom's house. I'm not quite sure. Thought we had some good talks and, just want to know what's going on. So if you could let me know. I'm pretty sure that we did resolve that, but I wasn't 100% sure, and I know we're getting together tonight. So leave a message. What?
Why don't you tell her? I mean,
your machine was not on the air.
Did you formally ask her to move back
what?
In?
If I didn't formally ask her.
Do you want to formally ask her to move back in?
Yes,
well,
yes. I'd like you to move back in, and I think I told you that last night. So let me know if that's going to work for you. I'll hang up and listen. No, I'm going to hang up. I'm going to hang up right now, and I'll try to reach you later. And I guess you're not listening to the radio either. But I'm calling you on the in-house studio phone that they just put in for me, which is pretty darn convenient. I'll talk to you later. Love you. Bye-bye.
All right. She will keep that message forever.
She will.
What's that?
She'll keep that message forever.
Well, no, I damn well
she'll
appreciate that phone.
She'll use it in court someday.
I appreciate that. I appreciate that that phone being here. I really do. That's very nice of you guys to put that in. It's very nice. It's very convenient. I didn't even realize I could use that phone. I can use that for personal calls when we're
when we do
break.
The crazy bits where you're the man on the telephone.
Yes, that's true.
Where you're doing the ventriloquism, where you throw your voice and you sound like the crazy.
Very crazy.
Crazy.
The guy on the phone and the guy on the radio, the really exciting things that we do.
Mike has this talent that when he talks and he drinks the glass of water, you don't see his mouth move. But he sounds like Jesse Jackson.
It's brilliant. It's the way I throw my voice. Meet the skillful impression, Dine.
Okay. Listen.
So I guess we covered it. We covered all of our personal lives.
I think so.
In the opening break of the show.
I believe so.
It's very good.
And where were you again in all this buzz?
I was.
He's getting his wife an apartment.
Looking
that's
for a place.
That's right.
Yeah.
Reno Style Show. Hey, don't forget, Wednesday night. Oh, it's our live Reno Style Show. Oh, and when we get back, I think we should have a discussion about that show, because a contest that we were thinking about doing here on the radio show is the disproportionate boob contest.
Right.
I see no reason this couldn't be done at our Reno-style show if girls wear bikini tops, right?
Yeah.
And nothing sexual about
that. As long as you don't show the thingies, you're all set.
Perfectly right, the good parts.
Normal.
You know, the parts where the freshest milk on earth comes from. Sweetest, freshest milk. So if you've got a girlfriend or a wife, or you are a woman listening to the show now, and you've got one bigger than the other, well, we'd like to have you come down and wear a bikini top for our Reno-style show Wednesday night at the Hard Times Cafe in Q. And you'll know that, all you women with one boob bigger than the other, because it's right in the Kmart Shopping Center.
And the most disproportionate will win?
$500.
Good.
Fun starts at 8 p.m. It's a big Reno-style show Wednesday night.
They'll be in the restaurant walking in circles.
Constantly in one place.
Why do a contest on the radio that we could do live at the Reno-style show?
Sounds good.
So we'll talk about that and all other things, including Oh, goddamn, do we have great tapes. Besides the Jerry tapes, which Yanni tells me we are getting lots of email from people saying, please, please continue those. Will you please finish those?
I keep sending those emails.
So would you just slow down on that, because we got those tapes to get to. Really got to play you the tapes of, I'm sure you've read about it, of Clinton going against Chris Wallace. You can actually hear through Bill Clinton's voice him reaching out and wanting to choke the guy from the Fox News Channel.
Yeah, and if you see the video, Clinton could still, at his advanced age, take Chris Wallace in a fight.
Of course.
Just no question. Oh, yeah. I mean, Chris Wallace is such a tiny little man.
And dough ball.
Yep.
Yeah, so
I think we should fight, too.
We got
I think so, too. I'd pay to see it.
We got the tapes of him. I would take Clinton in a fight.
Well, he is definitely imposing when you see him. I mean, he's kind of pointing. He's doing the finger wag, but somebody should tell him. Don't wag the finger. You wag the finger, everybody thinks Monica, man. Like when I did not have sexual relations. And he does that whole slur thing when he gets really mad, when he's just like, I did. I was trying to find him. I was my administration more than the other thing. I'm going to wag all my finger.
I don't think he cares anymore.
Listen, what I'm going to do is I'm going to stop even mentioning consonants. You're not going to hear S's or T's from me. We went off and we got him like that.
We got the tapes of him.
You little son of a bitch. I didn't like your father either.
We have some pretty great tapes of what's her name? Yes, that's right. It's
thank you.
Right. on the View, almost making Elizabeth Hasselbeck cry again.
God. Oh, good. I'd love to hear that.
Rosie O'Donnell, James Brown counter, our good friend JB from CBS. The Indeed counter.
Yes.
Did we do it again?
We did.
Did he have a lot of violations?
Many, Mike.
Really?
Indeed.
So he slipped back into that. Now that he's at the new network, he slipped back into that crutch again.
Yeah, he brought that crutch with him. We'll be able to tell him about it this week.
We got to say, one time with Randy.
He's going to love that when he comes back on with us.
Yeah. One time, this is during the CBS pregame show for the NFL yesterday. James Brown is talking to, and God, I know you hate this horse face like I do, Mike. It's that goddamn Randy Cross.
Well, Randy Cross, somewhere along the line, we found out, really kind of hated us, too, right? Didn't we have like an interview with him where
it went bad?
And then we had another one where it didn't go bad. I don't know, but there's some bad blood there. You know, you have so many enemies, it's hard to keep track.
There are, you know, all of the guys on TV, all of the former players, they're all swinging dicks, and their answer to everything, as it would be to mine, would be, you don't know because you didn't play the game.
Right.
Well, this guy should have it written backwards on his forehead so that people can see him in the rearview mirror.
Just stencil it on his teeth.
So anyway,
his giant, oversized teeth.
JB had 1, 2, 3, 4 Indeeds during a 38-second cutaway with Randy Cross. You'll hear the tape in a second.
Wow.
4 separate. Now, this is just where he says, as he's throwing into the stadium, let's go out. I don't even know what day. You know,
a great day indeed and a big game indeed. Yep. Let's go to Randy Cross, who's looking forward to broadcasting the game indeed.
And then as they do their repartee, it's almost like, did you hear the tape before?
No. And indeed, it's good to talk to you, old big teeth Randy Cross.
Anyway, in 60 minutes of network television, our friend James Brown, by our count, set an Indeed record.
Oh, wow. Indeed. More than the last time we taped him and counted them?
Now, the most we've ever had him
saying... He's going to hate us.
The most we've ever had him saying, indeed, when he did the Fox NFL show, was, I think, 5 times.
Yeah.
5 times. Guys, yesterday, over the line.
Oh, did James Brown have more indeeds than Ted Turner had alms?
He had, Mike, hey, Jim Mann's friends, guys, he had... 10 indeed.
10 indeed.
Wow. Double digit indeeds, guys.
Indeed, that is a lot.
Hey, guys.
Over the line, guys. Listen.
We're thinking about Chris right now. Phil. Hey, Phil. The spleen is something that you don't need. Guys. Hey, guys. Anything with Chris Sims. Over the line.
Did Chris Sims get his injury in the 1 o'clock game?
Yes. Yeah, it was.
And Pittsburgh was a 1 o'clock game too, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Okay. So it was going on while they were broadcasting.
Yeah, and I don't even. I think they just mentioned that Chris Sims had been hurt. The thing that I saw on ESPN today, which is really a network for idiots.
His spleen was a chamber of horrors, Don.
They're doing a big thing about Chris Sims, and now he had to have, he's the quarterback for Tampa, had to have his spleen removed.
Because he got hit so hard. Right? Jesus.
So on ESPN, they have a graphic that says, it says the average person, it takes 6 months to recover from this. An athlete, it will take up to a year. Mm-hmm. Then it said, what was the word? Something like, a spleen is important, but not vital.
Right. That's why you hear them take, they're taken out a lot.
Although,
and you rupture them and you take them out.
I'm making it smarter sounding than it was. It was written in such a way like, spleen does stuff, but you can throw it away and be okay. That was the gist of what the crawl was on ESPN.
Right.
What does it do, the spleen? It has a purpose, doesn't it?
I think it makes you, it has something to do with your mojo.
Oh, okay.
Then it has something to do with your back.
I think it has something to do with your intestines, with your digestive system.
No, it has to do with your circulation. It destroys old red blood cells that you don't need anymore.
How stupid are me?
And we didn't know that.
How stupid are me?
Nobody.
Are we?
Doctors.
Are me?
Doctors didn't even know this until recently. This
Hold
is
on, we got
new.
It.
What does it do? It throws out and destroys the old red blood cells in your body.
Did you have anything to do with yours when you were
in the
hospital?
My spleen can still fail at any time.
Okay.
See, because I thought it was back. Mike thought it was...
I thought it was digestive.
Right.
Yeah. I didn't have any idea.
Blood.
I thought it was like the appendix.
Blood.
Well, it is like the appendix. It's an internal organ.
Mm-hmm.
Correct?
Indeed.
Yes. And doesn't it look like a kidney bean?
I don't know.
I think that. Doesn't it look like a
I think it looks like a sea cucumber.
Mine's the size of a banana. There, is that bad?
It's oval, whatever
it
that
almost
is.
Looks like
oval.
A big, gigantic piece of...
It looks like a Good and Plenty, right?
Curly pasta. Almost from
Curly Pasta?
Not like
remember him?
He was fantastic. The Italian Stallion.
Not like Angel Hair Pasta.
Hey, how you doing?
Like, hold on. Almost looks like mac and cheese.
Welcome to the Curly Pasta Show, brought to you by Giovanni's Pizza.
He's a good boy. Curly Pasta.
Looks like mac and cheese.
Oh.
Here's the Curly Pasta right there.
I make myself so sad. I do this in voice. Right, every time I do this in voice, I feel so sad. I think about the Otis. I truly do. Hey, I think about you up in the doggy heaven, Otis.
And now I see the picture. It looks nothing like Curly Pasta.
It's got a river running through it.
It looks like an ear. It looks
very,
like
very
ear.
Nasty. A little, yeah. But there's a big blood vessel going through it. Right?
I thought it looked like one of those things that kids make
can
at Christmas
time. Can I see it again,
Buzz?
You sure can.
For pasta art. Yes. Rotini.
That's it.
So that's it up on top. It's more like shell pasta.
It does look like an ear. It looks like a cauliflower ear. Mm-hmm.
Hey, that one, is that the color it is? Because if that's the case, if it's gray like that, whoever had that done, that's got to be a bad one, right? A bad spleen.
That's at Sims.com.
Wouldn't a good spleen be nice and pink?
Yeah.
Do you eat, like, when you eat sweetbreads, that gourmet innards that you eat, is that a spleen? Is spleen part of it?
Not human spleen.
No, I mean animal spleen.
Yeah, I don't know.
I don't think animals have spleens.
Yeah. Well, obviously, he's in a world of trouble, right? He's in a heap of trouble.
They say he'll be okay.
He'll be fine.
He'll be okay, like not to play next week. They said he might be out for the year.
Like maybe never to play again. But I mean,
he's not going to die.
Being alive, he's fine.
Anyone in our league have him?
Anybody have him?
Ah, you know what? Hey,
what?
I dropped him 2 weeks ago.
Ah, well,
that's excellent.
So it's your fault.
Dropped him 2 weeks
ago. You are a spleen psychic.
There you go. I guarantee on CBS Sportsline Fantasy, he's got the big red cross thing next to him.
Why can't he play again though? I mean, I don't understand that. I mean, I if you don't need it, people have their...
He's full of bad red blood cells.
Oh, that's
nothing to get rid of him.
I don't know, but I think maybe he'll be able to play again. He's still too early.
He can be a great broadcaster like his dad.
Mm-hmm.
That's what he'll do.
Hey, guys.
Sims and Sims.
Way over the line, guys.
Guys, not funny, guys.
Listen, you want to come into my Chamber of Horrors anytime you want to.
Those people in New Orleans, guys, they've lived in a Chamber of Horrors. There they are with the monster from the blood... Black Lagoon and Frankenstein, Dracula, all in the Chamber of Horrors.
Speaking of the Chamber of Horrors, is Bush going to be introduced tonight when he's at the game? Is he going to do it?
Let me look. The key for me is to keep expectations low.
If they're smart, they will not.
Yeah, seriously, I would imagine there would be a boo fest if they did that.
The boo birds are out, guys.
Yes. Over the line, guys. President of the United States.
Guys, I see we have gone. Speaking of over the line.
Over the line.
Wow. Yes. Lots of commercial-free talk here in the opening segment. Guys, this could
come to bite us in the ass later during the 2 minute segments. Let's not make that happen, guys.
Let's break, guys.
Oh, guys. Ooh, little tenderness. Must be my spleen. Spleen not acting right.
Heard anything from your girlfriend yet?
No. She wouldn't be. She'd be calling on the phone that I have lying next to the computer upstairs.
Ah, gotcha.
Okay, you want me to try her again?
Oh, no. Sure, let's take 5 more minutes.
Wouldn't take 5 minutes.
No. I just we'll find out.
I'm a little anxious myself, you know.
We'll find out when we come back.
Number 4 Arbitron rated, the Don and Mike Show.